The Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles is hosting what it calls the first major museum exhibit of the history of graffiti and street art. But we're going to tell you about one L.A. street artist whose work is not on display at MoCA. She goes by the name Captain Hook, and she's part of an international movement of so-called yarn bombers. They stitch cozies on parking meters and slip caps and mittens on cold statues. Reporter Jennifer Sharp recently caught up with Captain Hook at her L.A. apartment with a lap full of granny squares.
Captain Hook is taking street art back to the old school.
This is crochet on a statue. This could be happening in 1725.
Most street artists travel with spray paint or markers. Captain Hook, as she's asked me to call her for this story, works with a crochet needle and yarn. Her walls are public fixtures, like the bronze bear statue in L.A.'s Griffith Park that stands zombie-like with its paws out. I met up with her as she embarked on what would become the bear's 10th outfit, its St. Patrick's Day attire.
I can't make the same thing over and over. I made a vest, and I made some shorts, and then I made some different shorts, and I made some lederhosen, and now I think I'm going for a full body.
Like a body glove?
Yeah, body glove in four shades of green.
It's ambitious, but she's confident. You see, Captain Hook grew up on a 70s commune where she was part of an all-girl needlepoint workforce.
You always had to be making something. So in the houses that I grew up in, there's blankets and embroidered dresses and pillows covered in needlework. I mean, we rocked it. We were good.
Hook estimated it would take 20 hours to finish the outfit, something the writer-actress anticipated having plenty of time for while waiting around on set. But when I arrived at her apartment the afternoon of the installation, she was crocheting frantically.
I've been hysterical, basically. I woke up at 6 this morning and I made most of these squares.
And this is still going to be a full body glove?
No, it's going to be a shrug with a hood. It's going to be sleeves and a back and then a hood.
If you sew it down, it actually looks good.
Yeah, that looks great. This is it. This is okay, it. We got it.
The time to vandalize the bear has finally arrived.
Yeah, and it's all pulled down, yeah, and it's
genius.
Good.
Genius!
Captain Hook's accomplice, expert seamstress Vanessa X. Killer, meets us at the statue at 5 p.m. They've chosen to do the installation in broad daylight to maximize the potential for human interaction. But in the half hour they struggle with the bear's hood, none of the people exercising, lounging in the grass, or walking their dogs seem to even notice.
Vanessa, do you agree with me that it's just weird? I don't know why it doesn't satisfy me in the way that others have.
Thanks. That was support, right? That was support,
yes.
Despite her disappointment, Captain Hook wakes up the next morning eager to do a drive-by. But then she gets a text from Vanessa saying someone's taken down the shrug. Hook worries that the park's maintenance crew have finally had it with her.
Who took it down?
That wasn't me. I know that wasn't me.
As it turns out, the man ultimately responsible for the bear, Marshall Barena, the park's senior gardener, is a fan.
It just, puts a little spring in your step the next morning when you see something like that.
A little spring in your step.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, that's cool,
If in a place of 10 million people, Captain Hook has succeeded in making one gardener and a few passers-by stop and laugh, she feels she's reached her goal, and she contemplates moving on.
I was just looking the other day, and there's a bust of Valentino that I think would look really great with a scarf.
Because one of the great things about Los Angeles is that there's always something else out there, just begging for a pair of crocheted lederhosen.
Oh, there's a dolphin in Santa Monica somewhere that is actually standing much like the bear, fins out. When I saw that, I was like, dude, your days are numbered.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.
And one final note. Over the weekend, someone outfitted the Griffith Park bear statue with Easter attire, complete with bunny ears. You've got to see this for yourself. Go to npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.